Last night I tried telling this to Johnny, who seems to be hard of hearing. He'd brought me home from a movie. He came in for a while, got comfortable since Mom was working overtime and we had the apartment to ourselves. We locked lips for a few minutes. Next thing I know, he's fingering my shirt buttons. I push him away, gently at first. "I think we better slow down," I say. "No, no," he says, voice all husky. "It's just getting good." This time, his hand shoots up my skirt. Bad move. I jump off the sofa like it's on fire. "Maybe it's time for you to go." He grabbed my skirt and tried pulling me back down, which is right about when I hauled off and smacked him. He leaped up and smacked me back. My jaw dropped from shock, and I looked in his eyes and saw my sister's reflection. I turned away, strode to the door, unlocked it, and held it open for him. "I hope you enjoyed yourself," I said, "'cause that's the last time you'll ever lay a hand on me. Now get out." He actually looked like he was studying on Stan. So I stepped out into the hall and screamed at the top of my lungs, "I said get out!" Fearing trouble, he left. Now I've got this ugly tattoo on my cheek. I thought about skipping school today, but I hate to miss English. Besides, the bruise is temporary and so is the pain. Still, I'd rather not have kids gawking at me all period, so I'll park myself in the back of the room and wait for Mr. Ward to call our English class to attention. Mr. Ward is funny. Sometimes he asks us a question with no warning and tells us to answer quick without stopping to think about it. "The truth is always right on the tip of your tongue," he says. "It's the fabrications that take a lot of time." Yesterday he asked us, "What do you know?" Yesterday I said my name, but today will be different. Today I tell him a woman ain't no punching bag. That's what I know. Open Mic, Bruised Love, by Shankara Troop. A midnight thirst sent me padding to the kitchen for a jelly jar of water and an accidental run-in with my sister. She tiptoed in, late and limping, her cheek raw as red-brown meat. I caught a quick glance in the chilly glow of the refrigerator before she had a chance to hide the latest souvenir her boyfriend gave her. "I bruise easily," is one of the lies she sprinkles like sugar. But I'm 15, not brainless. Besides, I knew the truth at 10. "He'll never do it again," she swears, "but he will, because she'll let him." Now me? I've got no use for lame excuses or imitation love that packs a punch.